Chattanooga Climbs is a five-year plan for the city's economic and workplace future. The Chattanooga Area Chamber of Commerce, along with other community groups, launched the strategy last year. Its ideas aim to attract more than $1 billion of new capital investment and boost the average annual pay in the city, the first steps in a vision for Chattanooga's future all the way to the year 2040. Christy Gillenwater is the Chamber's president and CEO, and Charles Wood is the Chamber's vice president of economic development. Christy, Charles, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Great to be here.
We've heard a lot about Chattanooga Climbs. How'd it come about?
Great question, Ray. So Chattanooga Climbs, really something that we felt the community was calling for. And it started through our work with Velocity 2040, looking at a 20-year vision for the community where we had over 5,000 people involved in the process through surveys, through one-on-one meetings, through group meetings. And we heard loud and clear from the community in terms of what they wanted and expected over the next 20 years. And from that came a very clear calling for the chamber to develop a really sound five-year economic and talent development strategy, one that took 800 hours, almost 900 people involving, again, surveys, one-on-one meetings, steering committee meetings, et cetera. And it's work that Charles really did help shepherd through the community. And I've been so impressed with how collectively business leaders, church leaders, neighborhood leaders, all walks of life have come to the table wanting to be a part of Chattanooga Climbs.
And one of the facets of that strategy is future ready.
Absolutely. Talent has become a huge issue across the country and really globally. And so as we look at changing demographics, the number of baby boomers that are retiring out, and making sure we're filling really a strong pipeline for the future for the companies that are here and the companies that aren't here yet is really important. And so that's kind of the basis behind the Future Ready effort with the plan.
And another facet is mobility for all. And there are multiple meanings behind mobility for all.
Absolutely. It's so critical. And just speaking to the students here on UTC's campus, I think there are so many opportunities right here in Chattanooga and Hamilton County for you to stay here and to have a wonderful opportunity for you and your family to excel. But mobility for all, we're being very intentional about. We're thinking through the types of companies we want to help relocate here. Companies like Nippon Paint, where they're being intentional around the community they want to locate in so that people can walk and easily access their jobs, but that there's upward mobility for individuals and for families. And so it's not only around, you know, the types of companies we're looking at, and obviously we want our existing companies to expand. Think about the healthcare sector. You know, those are tremendous upward opportunities in the healthcare sector in particular. So not only is it on the economic development side, but it's also on the talent development side of how can we be intentional, helping provide more access to all walks of life and all people in our community to career training opportunities, et cetera.
And kind of to dovetail on that, as we look out into the future, the Nippon Paint project is going into East Chattanooga on a site that we worked with the city on to redevelop that site and create a place for job creation. And then if you look kind of out in that plan, the idea is to replicate that multiple times in neighborhoods and areas in the community that we really see a need for more economic opportunity and to try and remove barriers like lack of transportation to those jobs and to the workforce training opportunities that are there.
And then another facet is leveraging what we have, and that brings us to Gig City Wins.
Yes, Gig City Wins has been a tremendous brand for Chattanooga and Hamilton County. It really put us on the map, I think, nationally and internationally. And it's something we heard about, you know, not only in our Velocity 2040 work, but in Chattanooga Climbs. And so continuing to build upon that brand, and the entrepreneurial ecosystem is so built into the nature of who we are, and continuing to foster more entrepreneurs in the community. And appreciate your coverage of the incubator and the BDC, Ray, and just telling that story so that more entrepreneurs feel inspired. Yes, we have some of the fastest internet in the world, but how can we continue to think through the other tools that are needed, like access to capital and mentorships and opening doors for more people who want to be entrepreneurs in our community.
And that brings us to the fourth facet of this strategy, inclusive economy, collaborative leaders. Talk to me more about that.
So from an inclusive economy perspective, if you think about Chattanooga and the economic success we've seen, we've transformed ourselves over the last several decades, and it's impressive to see. But I would say it's a little like having an 8-cylinder engine where only 7 cylinders are operating. There have been a number of people who frankly, haven't been able to take advantage of the success we've seen. And so the idea around economic inclusion is to make sure that we're creating opportunities for people across the community from all different segments to have opportunity for jobs, for training, and for that economic mobility piece. It's about being very intentional and creating strong opportunities for people across the community.
And among the goals that you're aiming for in 5 years or less, a health service center on this campus.
Partnering with a number of community organizations, and we're really excited about the healthcare pipeline and the opportunity to strengthen the healthcare pipeline. So coming alongside of UTC and other partners on how can we lift up some of their efforts that they're leading, come alongside and really strengthen those by bringing in some of the business partners and thinking through other, maybe perhaps sometimes unusual partners that you wouldn't think about that might have resources or might have access to talent or might have great pipelines to other people in the community who would love to access those kinds of resources and enter into the healthcare talent pipeline here in the community.
What would you say is unique about the advantages we have here, but also unique about the challenges we face in the 5 years ahead, but also leading up to everything you talk about with Velocity 2040?
I think the biggest advantage for Chattanooga as a whole and for the region, we have a proven capacity to plan and then to execute the plan. And so if you look back at Chattanooga's history, the public-private partnerships that have been created, the public sector leadership, the private sector leadership, our philanthropic background, all of that comes together really well, not just to plan our future, but also to execute. And so that to me is the single biggest asset we have, is kind of a willingness for people to come around the table, kind of chart out their destiny and what they want to be, and then leave, get up from the table and get to work. And so I think that's a huge opportunity for us. I think the challenges tend to fall within the unknowns. I think that's a concern that's out there. If you look at the economy, it's done really well over the last 8 years or so. We've seen a lot of growth. And so there's concern, I think, from external perspective over what impacts we'll have. And I think the other issue is really around making sure that we're being thoughtful and inclusive. I think that's going to be the other aspect.
And the concern about being thoughtful and inclusive, that applies to economic development as much as it does to affordability for a place to live, as much as it does to education. We've seen a lot of coverage about all of those things in the past few weeks and months here.
Absolutely. It's the little things and the big things. It's, you know, intentionally welcoming a neighbor to the community, to being really strategic in those community issues that have different angles and different perspectives, and really trying to cut through those and think through how can we build the most dynamic community. As Charles said, I mean, our spirit of collaboration is, I would argue, almost unmatched in this community. So how can we take that to the next level and provide solutions on some of these really difficult challenges that other communities are facing? And why can't we be the first to figure some of them out?
What do we see ahead from the Chamber this year going forward with Chattanooga Climbs?
I think you will continue to see an intentionality around, you know, business expansion projects, bringing new businesses in, a lot of new and creative partnerships around talent pipeline work and talent attraction work, intentionality around the inclusion work. We just heard from the Stiles Hutchins fellows on UTC's campus at our board meeting, very thought-provoking suggestions. And it was fascinating to see the results from some of the UTC students. So for those of you listening who perhaps participated in that survey, thank you for doing so. I think you've given the business community a lot to gnaw on and think about. So I think constantly staying on our toes and looking at opportunities, beginning those conversations about artificial intelligence and thinking 5, 10, 15 years down the road and the impacts that those will have on our workforce. And how are we ensuring that people have a lot of pliability in the type of educational tracks that they're seeking, so that when some of those technologies hit, we have a talented workforce that is pliable and can move to the types of jobs that we have in the future. And I think that also ties back to economic development and the types of companies and jobs that we are recruiting. And, you know, as we evolve as an economy here, I mean, people are watching us, they're watching our community, and that excites a lot of people. But I know I spoke to a group and they said, how do we continue our culture here? We have such a robust culture, you know, as more people come in. And there was a great discussion around, well, it takes all of us continuing that culture, right? And not only welcoming new people in, encouraging other people to move here, but at the same time, once they're here, having them feel welcome, having them feel a part of the community and connecting them to others. And so, you know, that's the type of work that we wake up every day thinking about. How can we make sure that our economy continues to prosper, but also all of our people continue to prosper here? And linking all of that, connecting all of that together is the essence of, I think, our next few years.
I'd say a couple of things that I think hopefully will start to come out of the ground and become very tangible to people. I think one is we'd like to see a training center that comes out of the ground, or at least begins with a number of partners that's focused on some industry sectors that really need some support. We have advanced manufacturing, the construction trades, and a few others where we need some strong kind of workforce capacity that can really deliver a good pipeline. And so I hope the first project like that is coming out of the ground, or at least really public and in process in 2020. And I'd say the other thing I'd hope to see is one of our kind of strong pushes is around technology and recruiting companies that are going to be able to hire and train technology talent. And so we've had some good activity lately on that, and we really are pushing hard. The most recent win is a small win, but it's a company called Viget. They're a digital agency that basically hires software developers, UX designers, and things like that. And they're out actively hiring front-end and back-end software developers right now. And so they're a company that is really, I think, centered around design with a great corporate culture, and they fit well into a market where we take so much pride in the arts. If we look at kind of all facets of the arts right now, they fit into that really well. And they were excited about being in Chattanooga in part because of that. And so I think that's a good example of a company that embraces the culture that's here and wants to build on it and be a part of that.
And Ray, if I may, building on Charles's comment, you know, Chattanooga Climbs is something that every single resident can help bring to life. It's by encouraging family members, friends who visit Chattanooga and encouraging them to move here. It's, you know, the Viget announcement, I mean, that came from a remote worker who lived here in Chattanooga, connected to someone very close to our organization, who then brought Charles into the process. And so, I mean, even those company expansions can be just networking with your neighbors and then saying, wow, you know, let's bring your CEO in. Let's figure out how to bring your company here and have them expand here in our market. You don't know where those leads will come from or where that new talent lead will come from. And so it's something we can all do, as well as I said earlier, having your neighbors feel welcome, your new coworker feel a part of the community as they move from New York City or wherever it may be, you know, making them feel like Chattanooga is my new home. And I love it here. It's something we all play a role in.
The folks from Viget were kind enough to stop by Scenic Roots, and they shared their story with us. Where can people go online for more information about Chattanooga Climbs and everything going on with the Chamber?
You can go to our website at chattanoogachamber.com/Chattanooga Climbs.
All right, Christy, Charles, thanks so much.
Thank you, Ray. This has been great.
Thanks so much.